comment, or contact Michelle Martison at 620-341-7781. This year's funds are designated for the purchase of a new stereotactic mammography device. Denim and Diamonds, directly supporting local quality healthcare for everyone. See you on the course May 5th.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle personal. Want to learn more? Tune into the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. Learn more about specific cancers, their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. Each month, there's a different cancer topic and an opportunity for you to join in on the conversation. Tune in the second Monday of each month after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Hey Emporia, this is Jackie Wellnitz. Don your best derby outfit and join us for the big race presented by Michelin on Saturday, May 6th at the Boyer Community Building. Enjoy delicious bites and open bar, including the traditional derby cocktail mint julep. Browse and bid on silent and live auctions, all while cheering on your favorite horse. Tickets are $50 and proceeds benefit local youth through Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County program. Get tickets or learn more at forkidssake.org/big race or by calling 620-437-7484.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:24, and welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Unleash the power of saving at Emporia State Federal Credit Union during National Credit Union Youth Month. Open a new youth savings account in April 2023. And ESFCU will make a $10 deposit to the youth account and your personal ESFCU account. Text or call 620-342-2336 to get started. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:24 and welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing okay today. Good to have a full house in here once again as we're going to be talking with some first-year personnel teachers and find out how the year has been and if it's everything they thought it would be and more. We'll see.
Yeah. I think they have some good answers.
Well, we start off the showcase every month with Allison talking about some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. And what do you have for us today?
Well, as we are winding down our year, we have some really good ones, as always. Emporia High School junior Cassie Anderson was recently named a recipient of a Gold Key Scholastic Award. How about Art and Writing Award for her poem, This Whole Place is Gonna Burn? The Gold Key recognition is awarded at a regional level and includes schools from 9 states in the Midwest. Entries are judged on originality, skill, and personal voice or vision emergence. Only a select few students are chosen for the award, which is the highest distinction at the original level. Very proud of Cassie. Coming up, the Emporia High School Art Show will be held on April 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the high school library. Everyone is invited to attend this event and see all of the beautiful artwork created by our students in our high school fine arts program. I encourage everyone to come. We always have beautiful, beautiful art pieces. Pre-registration for kindergarten and preschool is now available through Google Form links on the district website, which our new website is up and going and looks fabulous. Kindergarten students must be 5 years old on or before August 31st, 2023, and 3- and 4-year-old preschool students must meet eligibility requirements. All pre-registered students will enroll online beginning July 17th. For more information, contact the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, the elementary school nearest you, or the Student and Family Resource Office at 620-341-2396. As we wrap up the last few weeks of school, our schools are hosting a variety of events and activities. There are music programs, school fundraisers, award ceremonies, sports, and many other activities. If you're interested, contact your children's school or check the school calendars online to see all of the activities our students are doing. Our last day of school this year will be a half day of school on May 19th, and those dismissal times will be posted online. And as always, we'd like to provide a brief construction update from our board meeting last week. Emporia Middle School and Village Elementary are both 62% complete and are on schedule to be fully completed by late fall. Over the next few weeks at EMS, we will have carpet and flooring to be installed, and our new gymnasium storm shelter will receive paint, and gym equipment will be installed as well. At Village Elementary, construction crews will review the punch list items for the administrative office, addition, and remodel. Additionally, new sidewalks are being poured, and landscaping is scheduled to begin next week. I was out at Village last Friday and saw Mr. Battenfield in the new gym with the PE. It was amazing.
Wow.
They were all rocking out, and another teacher said that the kids are exhausted, which is exactly what we want out of PE. Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary are scheduled to be mobilized in mid-May. William Allen White is in the programming phase with construction tentatively scheduled for the first of next year. So we are rocking and rolling on that.
You're making great progress.
We are. We're about done.
So middle school, Village, done by late fall, huh?
Yes.
That is, in the grand scheme of things, not that far away, is it?
It is not. We're excited.
Boy, I guess. And are we all ready for the end of the school year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No said. I think that's the same answer we got last year, too, when we had the first-year teachers in. Well, let's talk to teachers who are, I guess, completing their very first year teaching and to talk about how the year has been. Let's talk first with Grace Shakara with Emporia High School. You are a social studies teacher?
Yes, I am.
Well, how's your first year been?
It's definitely been a roller coaster and learning new things at the same time, but with the kids, it's been completely worth it.
So why did you decide to become a teacher?
I decided to become a teacher because I had a role of good and bad teachers, or not as so great. And it was the good teachers that, even though they didn't teach the content area that I cared about or that I even liked, I cared about it because of them, because of the relationship I had with them. And then the content areas that I did love, I personally enjoyed and was curious about, I didn't have the not so great teachers. So I ended up like hating it. And so the reason why I wanted to become a teacher was to show that, like, bring my content area back to life and have kids like, no, it is not so boring. It is actually more interactive than what people think it is, and there's so much more to do.
Why social studies?
I worked at a county museum for 7 years. Okay. And I learned a lot of local history, state history, and I actually completely enjoyed it and loved it. And I had a great director, Katie Herrick, if you're listening. And she really, really showed me like how interesting and important history is, and I loved it, and I wanted to share that with my kids.
So where did you go to school?
I went to school to Stanton County High School out in Southwest Kansas.
And college?
Here in ESU.
Right here, okay.
Yep.
All right, a Hornet, huh?
Yes.
So has your first year been like you envisioned it would be, or were there some surprises?
In a way, it was kind of a vision, because luckily I had the opportunity to sub for 2 years, so I kind of had an idea. But I ended up loving it more than I thought I would, because I actually had control over my own classroom, and I got to see my students more often. During subbing, I got to meet students, but then I never really saw them again. And so this time, being able to see them consistently and seeing them grow is amazing, honestly.
So do you have a favorite moment or moments from your first year? Anything stands out?
I have sophomores, and last week, it was a Friday. It was a beautiful day outside. And they're at the point of the year where motivation's down low. They don't really want to do much. They just want the year to end, which I don't blame them. But I was like, all right, guys, let's do our lecture. Let's discuss. Let's have open class participation. Let's all be into the lesson, and then we will go outside for recess for 15 minutes. I thought they would moan and groan and be like, oh, my God, we're going outside. And actually, they were all for it. They were so excited. They're like, we're going to have recess. And I was like, I have a soccer ball and I have a football. You may play whatever you want. And they went crazy. And after 30 minutes to our lesson, they all lined up like little kindergartners ready to go to recess. And I, joking around with them, I was like, all right, guys, I need a line leader and a caboose. And I have multiple kids who are three times my size screaming, I want to be line leader. I want to be line leader. I'm like, oh, I did not expect that.
You lit the fuse, didn't you?
I really did. And we went outside and they played. They made teams. They played like kids. It was amazing. I had kids ask me, do you have a jump rope? Do you have chalk? And so next time they're like, you have to bring a jump rope. We have to do double dutch. And I loved it. And it really reminded me that, yes, they're 15, 16-year-old kids. They're double my size. They're and everything. But that they're still kids at the end of the day. There was no cell phones in sight. There was nothing. It was just pure enjoyment. And that was probably my best day ever.
You may be onto something there too, huh?
Yeah. They asked me to do it once a week. And we'll see.
Well, Gracia, you looking forward to next year then?
Yes, most definitely.
Well, good. Well, congratulations. And thanks for joining us. And thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gracia Cara, who's an Emporia High School social studies teacher. Let's go to Blair Meyer, Riverside Elementary, K-2 resource teacher. Blair, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So how has your first year been?
It has been more than I ever thought it could possibly be, and it's been great.
It's been great. So in a good way then, huh?
Yes, in an amazing way.
So what were you expecting going in? I mean, you really, obviously you've had some, a little bit of experience up until this, but first year as a full-time teacher, what were you expecting coming in?
I really didn't know what to expect. My way of getting into teaching is definitely different than most people. And so I just kind of walked in and was like, we're going to do this. And I've had some great guidance and have learned lots of different things to do in the classroom, how to handle situations, and just the process overall.
So why the decision to become a teacher? How'd that happen?
So previously, I worked with adults with intellectual disabilities, and by the time that they were 21 and I was working with them, they kind of learned all that they were going to learn. And so one day, I decided that I wanted to make more of a difference, and by doing that, I just decided to work with children. And so my mom's a teacher, and she said, hey, like, why don't you look at some job openings on the school website? And I found myself one night looking, and I saw the K-2 resource teacher position, and I said, I guess I'll put in an application, and it's been my best job yet.
So when we say resource teacher, what does that entail?
So I work with kindergarten through second grade students that receive extra reading and math instruction. So they come to me for either 60 minutes or 30 minutes a day, and we just really work on reading skills and math skills.
So it's been a good, positive first year then, huh?
Yes, I would definitely recommend.
So do you have any moments to stand out here this year?
I really think just my biggest moment is being welcomed to Riverside. The principal, Emily Baker, has been fantastic to work with, and even the teachers, they were very welcoming. Everybody was opening my door saying, oh my gosh, you're new here. How are you? And if I needed anything, they didn't just say like, oh, let me know if you need something. They would like sit down and be like, this is how you do it. This is how I do it, but this is how you do things here. So it's been really nice.
Well, great. Outstanding work. You looking forward to next year then?
I am. I'm super excited to revamp some things over the summer and have some new kids in August, so I'm excited.
Well, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Yeah, that's Gina Gage. Blair Meyer, Riverside Elementary, K-2 resource teacher. Let's talk to Jeannie Gage, Logan Avenue School. Jeannie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about you getting into education. Why?
My mom is a teacher back home, and so I've always been around the school and how school works, and I've always just worked with kids growing up, and so I just love working with kids, and I thought being a teacher would be the best way to do that.
So where'd you go to school?
Dexter, Kansas.
And ESU here?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a good Hornet experience then?
Yes.
So how has your first year been overall?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, but I've enjoyed it very much.
You say roller coaster. There's been some ups, some downs. And
yes, yes.
So you've learned a lot?
Oh, yes, I have. I have a very interesting class, and they're always throwing me challenges to help me become a better teacher, and so I've enjoyed this year very much.
So you get to get close with those kids, don't you?
Yes.
So any moment that stands out, good moments you've had here this year?
I just have really enjoyed working at Logan Avenue. The staff is very welcoming. They're very supportive. So if I've ever need anything, they're just there to help me with whatever.
So it's been a good year then,
yes.
Overall?
Yeah.
You looking forward to next year?
Yes, I am.
So what advice would you give to someone jumping into their first year?
I would say to find your people. Find the people who are going to be there for whenever you need them, who are going to support you with different ideas, and for the people who are just going to listen to you.
So do you expect year number two to be a little bit easier now that you've been down this road?
I hope so, yes.
So you're looking forward to it, though, huh?
Yes, I am.
We looking forward to a little vacation this summer, though?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, appreciate all you do. Thanks for all you do.
Thank
These teachers
you.
Do wonderful work, and we're glad to have you here at USD 253. We appreciate it.
Thank
Logan
you.
Avenue School.
Yes.
You've got some construction work going on there, too, haven't you?
Yes. We finished in, I think it was late October is
so
when we finished.
You like it? Is it good?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So we've got a lot of good school construction updates. We're still just about done, though. Not too much longer
How
before
much longer?
everything will be done. Let's go to Allison Jones. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm wonderful.
It is good to have you here. Allison is Emporia Middle School theater teacher. Well, how's your first year been, Allison?
It's been a wild ride, let me tell you. But it's good. It's really good.
So define for us a wild ride.
Oh, man. Outside of it being my first year teaching, the middle school puts on two shows a year. So this was my first ever time directing. I directed a play this fall. We have our musical opening this weekend. So outside of like the learning curve of teaching and meeting all these new students, I also have all of this extra responsibility and things that I have never done before piled on top of me as well.
So the students, have they been engaged? I mean, you know, theatrically, that's obviously we got a lot of talent around here. So how's that been?
They're great. So the beautiful thing about my class is that it's an elective. So I don't have to fight with as many students about who don't want to take my class, right? Because they're electing to take it. So it's so great to see them participate and interact with each other and create these amazing, amazing scenes and projects and things that we are able to do in class. Yeah, it's really cool.
So why teaching? How'd you get into teaching?
I look back and I think every single job I've had except for one has been involved in a school at some way, whether it be working at an after-school program to a summer program to even teaching now, right?
Yeah.
I've always been involved with school, and I've loved working with the kids, so it just seemed like a natural career path to follow.
So did you mention you have a performance coming up?
We do.
Well, plug it.
Say less. I'm on it. Emporia Middle School is proud to present Willy Wonka Jr. this Friday and Saturday at 7 on Friday and at 2:30 and 7 o'clock on Saturday at Emporia High School.
So rehearsals have been going good?
They've been good. They've been long. We have some wonderful high school volunteers who've helped us out with choreography, with some publicity. We moved to the high school yesterday, so I was really getting my steps in walking from the middle school to the high school. I think I did that three times yesterday, getting everything over. But I have volunteers helping me run lights and sounds and shifting and everything. So I really, as much as I'm grateful for my students and all their help and Monica Marcus, the choir teacher, who also helps me, I really don't think we'd be able to do it without the help and support of these high school students as well.
So first year been positive then?
So positive.
Looking forward to next year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got big performances coming up this weekend, so I'm sure that'll be very rewarding when it all comes to fruition, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. The kids are on the edge of their seats. And I've heard great things from people who just had peaks from outside.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Allison, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, keep up the great work. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Erica Huggard, Emporia High School biology and anatomy teacher and the 2023 Kansas Regional Teacher of the Year. Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome back. We've had you on here a time or two before.
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said, welcome back. We've had you on here a time or two before.
Yes, I'm really happy to be back.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Actually, I can't hear you very well at all.
All right, Chuck. Top mixer, left. Far left. There we go.
There we go. Thank you.
There we are. All right. Hand signals working well.
I was using
well
my listening ears, but it was not.
Well, Erica, let's talk a bit about some of the highlights from your Kansas Teacher of the Year. You're with that team, your tour across the state, what did that all entail?
So this really started in October, right after we were, right after we announced Brian Skinner as the Kansas Teacher of the Year. We became the Kansas Teacher of the Year team for 2023. And we worked in a very short time to develop our vision for what our message would be across the state. And we were actually able to come up with it pretty quickly. And it is, education is what we make it, with the U crossed out. It's what we make it collectively. And just like you heard from these fabulous teachers this morning, we're all in this together, and that's what makes public education great, all of this passion that you hear from the teachers. And so really our mission has been this year to travel around to around 25 colleges across the state that have teacher education programs, and we speak to aspiring educators. Our goal is to show them that this is such a rewarding field through our message of education is what we make it. We talk about connections with students. We talk about diversity and inclusion. We talk about joy and sparking your joy in the classroom. And then our last piece in our presentation is finding student strengths and helping them discover their why. So the goal is to inspire the future educators to push through that tough first several years and really find rewards in education when you've become a veteran educator. In addition to that, we have visited all 8 districts. Each of us represent a school district in the state, and we've gotten to see the most amazing things that are happening in the districts that each of us represent. And so it's just been an awesome ride to be able to inspire future educators and also just to sit back and have the pride for what our fellow educators are doing in the classroom.
Well, it sounds like this has been quite a time commitment, not only travel commitment, Erica, but a time commitment.
Yeah, I've been on the road a lot. That has been probably the most challenging piece of it, just trying to manage everything with my students. There's weeks where I've been in the classroom 2 times, and that's, you know, just basically catching up and really trying to encourage my students to keep working when I'm gone. Making lots of instructional videos so that class can proceed when I'm not there, and then grading a lot and things on the weekend. But I'm really honored to be in this position where I can elevate the profession and elevate public education. So even though it's been quite a bit of time, it was worth the sacrifice.
Well, how important is this this work? Obviously, you think it's important, but given, you know, the teacher shortages we're dealing with, not only fewer incoming, but being able to retain teachers, is that an important process?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like this is really a critical moment. And so it was nice to be able to have a platform and an opportunity to make a difference. I mean, how many times I've just sat and worried about the teacher shortage and what's going to happen to public education if we don't have individuals that want to go into public education. So I felt really like it was such an honor to be a part of the solution, and it's just been really rewarding.
Well, congratulations on that. You've accomplished a great deal, and we're very fortunate to have you here in the district, and the teaching profession, very fortunate to have you as a promoter as well. Well, congratulations, and thanks again, Erica. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Erica Huggards, 2023 Kansas Regional Teacher of the Year. Of course, she's an Emporia High School biology and anatomy teacher. Well, I want to thank all of our guests for being here today. Nice job in studio, all of you. Thanks for all you do. Teaching our kids, very important. So, and it's good to hear you all coming back, huh, Allison?
Absolutely. We love our teachers and looking forward to next year. It'll be here before we know it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Harder, and we look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you.
For another Emporia Showcase that is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It's 8:46. Headlines next.
The defamation lawsuit trial against Fox News beginning today. Dominion Voting System.